Attorney General Jeff Sessions says this morning that the Trump administration will phase out the DACA program. That's the Obama-era policy that protects some young undocumented immigrants from deportation. The announcement leaves an opening for Congress to act, but in the meantime, thousands of young undocumented immigrants in this state could lose their legal status. 88.5's Will James is here in studio to talk about the decision. Will, how many DACA recipients are here in Washington, and who are they?
We have about 17,000 DACA recipients here in this state, putting us in the top 10 nationwide for the DACA population. These are young people whose parents brought them here illegally as young children. Most of them are from Mexico and Central America, but I've met a few of these young people the past few weeks. Some are from Nigeria and elsewhere.
So you've been following this issue for the last several months. Have you heard specific concerns from people who could be affected by an end of this program?
Yeah, once DACA ends, all of them would lose any work permits they have, so they wouldn't be able to work anymore. That is a concern for people. I met a young guy in Spokane who, you know, goes to school there. He works on campus. He sends money back to his parents, and that was a concern for him. Here in Washington State, DACA recipients are also eligible for state financial aid under the state's DREAM Act, so they would lose that as well. And probably most importantly, as early as next year, they would face deportation back to their home countries, and these are countries that many of them don't even remember.
So what are local officials saying here in our state?
Attorney General Bob Ferguson says that he is going to file a lawsuit to try to stop the end of the DACA program. It's unclear right now what form that would take, but he expects other states to sign on as well. Governor Jay Inslee says he's on board with that, and he's particularly concerned about the financial aid issue. And two of our Republican congressmen say that they want to find a legislative solution to protect these young people, so that effort in Congress will be something to watch.
All right, Will, thanks so much.
Thank you.
88.5's Will James reporting live this morning.